Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, and we appreciate you guys and gals, and to the Freedom Convoy that's out there, we appreciate you too. Be careful, be safe, and I realize now you know that you're violating the law, but we'll see what happens because of that judge's decision yesterday. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter the same way, and don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, yesterday, Ontario Premier Doug Ford declared a state of emergency in his province over the ongoing trucker protests in Ottawa, as well as the port of entry blockage in Windsor, Ontario. Now, a few hours after that, a judge ordered the protesters at the Ambassador Bridge to disband and stop their protest. Now, this was after the five-day blockade has disrupted the flow of goods coming into the United States and vice versa. Now, as of the time I started the show and as of this break, I'm looking at Channel 4 TV. They're all still on the bridge, and nobody's budged yet.
They said they were going to stay.
Yep. Now, you can't get the tow truck drivers to tow the trucks off. So that's one thing in their favor.
So Canada has also laid down the threat that they would pull their licenses.
Yes.
Their operating licenses.
Yes.
Well, think about what a stupid move that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Then they wouldn't have, I don't know how many truck drivers are involved in this Freedom Convoy. I have no idea. But what would Canada do with, say, 4,000 less truck drivers?
Yeah. It would throw that country into a tizzy.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Teamsters late yesterday afternoon came out and told the truck drivers it's over and to go home. So I don't know what kind of authority they have over the truck drivers.
None.
Right. So there you go.
Okay. Hold that thought. I'm going to go to the phone line. Okay. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your comment?
Oh, yeah, my comment. Good morning, Denise and Captain. This illegitimate occupant of the Oval Office and its regime and illegitimate Homeland Security, what are they pissed off now because the truckers are impeding illegal aliens from coming into the country over the Windsor Bridge? Illegal aliens from South America that has made their way into Canada? That's what the truckers are doing, their job that they should be doing. But just out of, you know, just out of sarcasm, but, you know, that was the question.
All right.
My comment.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. What they've interrupted is the just-in-time freight that comes into all the manufacturing plants in Michigan and vice versa, the car industry, the truck industry, whatever else they're building, because they have a lot of just-in-time freight that comes across that bridge.
Look, you know, the big question is, has anybody in Canada decided to meet with these truckers? Have they just said...
No.
Okay,
no.
Give me two or three of your top representatives, and let's resolve this thing.
Mm-hmm.
No. Biden gets on the phone with Canada and says, hey, these are the things that are worrying us, and these are the things that we're going to do in the United States, so we suggest you do the same thing. So the Biden administration is also already injecting themselves into Canada, and... you know, a week ago, the Biden administration wasn't worried about the trucking convoy here in the United States, but all of a sudden they are, especially in and around the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we take a long look and see what the complaints are, not just of the truckers, but the truckers are kind of like freedom ambassadors for every...
And why is nobody not talking about all the farmers that are intertwined with their big farm tractors?
Well, so they're kind of like our ambassadors here.
Mm-hmm.
So how many Democrat governors here in the United States have already listed a whole bunch of things in defiance of the Biden administration?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. You know, Kathy Hochul, governor, unelected governor of New York, she lifted the mask mandate, but she kept it in for the students,
mm-hmm.
which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing that because of the teachers' union pressures.
Right.
So, you know, why don't we just have some kind of a confab here with freedom-seeking, freedom-demanding people?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just do that?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to live with the virus, okay? We pretty much decided it's here. There's nothing else that we can do about it. If drug companies come out with certain things...
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're coming right back. More with Denise Simon, by the way. Makes perfect sense to me. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by GEICO. GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. And let's not forget, you can also get a rate quote right off the website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. They offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And don't forget, you can save money when you bundle your automobile policy with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. That will save you a bunch of money. So give it a try. See what happens. I mean, after all you got to save is money, right? Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Now, I got a message here during the break, and let's see here. It came from Norman, and this is about Ukraine. He says, was in Ukraine in September 2021, been there many times since 2001, overseeing mission construction work in the, and I'm going to butcher this, Zhytomyr region. Under the current administration, we've been provided consistent, inaccurate information. Our armed forces have provided assistance to the Ukrainian military for many years. We are being fed a consistent line of lies by the current administration. And that's from Norman.
Okay.
So what do you think? What do you say to that?
Well, as I said in your show, we have had some pretty elite trainers in Ukraine training Ukraine military since Crimea. Furthermore, we have brought some of their top military to the United States for training, and that includes, by the way, by CIA paramilitary,
right,
which essentially means special forces.
Right.
So, yeah, we have been training. We do have, interestingly enough, because I actually have a buddy that lives in Ukraine, and he's lived there for several years. We have a lot of American veterans that have given up their jobs here in the United States and have gone over there and are living there, whatnot, and they have recrafted their own military skills, and they are working diligently also training civilians over there for defense. So, I mean, all that sounds good, but, you know, when you put Ukraine up against, say, the Russian F-400s, there's no match.
Right.
You know, the F-400s can take down our bombers, and in New York, many of their bomber killers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we will see. Now, Lithuania has provided Stingers to Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
And when Afghanistan was at war with Russia, or Russia was at war with Afghanistan, we provided Afghanistan with Stingers, and that's really what brought about the end of the Russian occupation in Afghanistan. So, obviously, you know, these Stingers have been upgraded since then, a little more sophisticated. So there are Stingers there. I don't know about the THAAD missile system. Ukraine has asked us for the THAAD missile system. I don't know if we delivered it or not. My gut tells me that the answer to that is no.
I do not believe so. Nope.
I cannot be sure. But they, I don't know. They probably have some old missile system defense platforms, but we at least have some missile defense in Romania, but I don't know what the range of that is. So, yeah, sending a lot of gear from the United States and these other countries to Ukraine is one thing, but having it be useful in what they actually need is a whole other thing. And it's too bad that we didn't send them the THAAD system if we haven't.
Oh, well, President Joe Biden yesterday said that he rejects the findings of an investigative report by the U.S. Army that accused his administration of not adequately preparing for the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. And he got into a little tizzy with NBC's Lester Holt about that.
Mm-hmm. So, understand that the report came from several military brass.
Yep.
Under oath, I might add, which is official testimony that could even be used in a court martial.
Yep.
But one thing that this report also included was the fact that some people had reached out to Joe Biden and said to Joe Biden, we need some help getting A, B, and C out of there. Will you help us?
Yep.
And so because that put a different priority on things, that kind of infected some of the operations. And
yes.
I think that might be part and parcel to what Biden is rejecting, is because Joe Biden got involved in the whole thing, too.
And so did some other people in D.C., some other politicians that were their little whatever, you know, can you help us out? Can you do this? Can you do that? And we had to drop what we were doing, and yeah, we did.
So, he flatly rejected the report, which really throws the Pentagon under the bus.
Mm-hmm. What the heck is going on now? Again, we heard about eight spies were arrested in a plot to kill Israeli businessman Yair Geller in retaliation for killing of Iran's nuclear chief. And this apparently has something to do with Turkey and their intelligence agency that had worked with the Israeli Mossad.
Isn't it interesting all of a sudden that Erdogan of Turkey is kind of on the right side of things?
Yeah.
He's taking a position against Russia with Ukraine. And, you know, Turkey just does not like Israel at all. But where is this coming from? So,
you tell me, we'll both know.
I can't do that. But apparently, we also had some of these spies that were actually in Turkey. So maybe that was part of it. I don't know.
Now we've had a request from one of our listeners to discuss the Central Intelligence Agency, which apparently has used a secret program to collect data on American citizens in bulk. And this came from a letter that was partially declassified this week. The details are sketchy on what I've been able to find out. What do you know about this?
Well, Senator Ron Wyden, I think, is
Washington State.
Yes, he's been kind of leading this charge for a while. But remember, this is not a new phenomenon. Not a new phenomenon at all. It was a situation where they said, well, we do this bulk collection, and if the American civilians are caught up in it, then yeah, blah, 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 blah. But I think it's been taken to a whole new level. We are protected by the Fourth Amendment, or at least we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where this is necessarily going to go, but we're going to get the same BS response and answers from the CIA that we got the last time this surfaced.
Now, George, the Godfather, just chimed in. Good morning, George. George says the Pentagon will now bury Biden because he turned on them.
I doubt it.
Yeah, they're just going to sit there and be quiet.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, Milley is, let's see, when does he leave?
He's worthless.
I know, but when is his term over?
I have no idea.
All right, I think it's another year or two.
I hope, like, tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but I think...
When he goes, needs to take Austin with him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mr., we're going to get out of Iraq now, and nothing's going to happen, and here comes ISIS. All right. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weekend. And who's your team for the Super Bowl?
I don't have one. I do not have one.
All right. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Okay.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is postponing a meeting that was supposed to go over data from trials of COVID-19 vaccines in young kids. The agency saying it needs more time to consider new data and allow for transparent public discussion as they mull over approval for the vaccines. This comes after Pfizer delayed their request to the FDA to authorize a vaccine for children under 5 years old. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States believes Russian President Vladimir Putin could order an invasion of Ukraine at any time, even before the February 20th end of the Beijing Olympics. Sullivan again urging all Americans to leave Ukraine on their own within the next 24 to 48 hours, he said the United States wouldn't conduct a military evacuation of citizens from a war zone. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses for you to take a look at. And yes, I said take a look at, ask to take the tour. We'll tell you all about them after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And here that comes right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that you can go to and take a tour of their facility. Now, by doing that, you'll be able to talk to some students, you'll be able to talk to some instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the money people, the ones that would help you get your either your Bill of Rights, your GI Bill benefits done, or your student loan done if you're a civilian. Either way, I'm going to give you the phone number to call. The number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Either the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here by me in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa on the east side. They're over on the west side of Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Florida. Or you can check out the one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So either way, ask to take the tour, see what they're all about. Talk to the students, talk to the instructors, talk to the money people, and then you'll know. Now, their website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And call them, 800-659-2080. You'll be glad you did. It could be the best phone call you've ever made in your life. 800-659-2080. Well, satellite images that have been released show new military deployments in Crimea, Belarus, and Western Russia near the Ukraine, amidst the growing concern that Russia could try to invade its neighbor. And all the intel reports now are saying the next 2 to 4 days, and Germany coming out and being very specific and saying it'll be Wednesday of next week. Why they're saying that, I have no idea. But needless to say, the situation in Ukraine has gotten very dire, to say the least. Now, what's unique about this is what the Russians are actually looking at is eastern Ukraine for a couple of reasons. Number one, in eastern Ukraine, they have the oil and the natural gas pipelines that are there. They also have a seaport that's there that would give them adequate usage of the waterways if they wanted to do it that way versus the pipeline. Either way, they would be able to constantly move the product that they're going after, because this is all about oil and gas, number one, and then reclaiming what the Soviet Union believes is still theirs after they lost it all after World War II, when these countries were formed there, these four or five countries that were lined up and formed, the Baltics, as they like to call them. Now, also, the 2 10,000-foot runways at Ramstein Air Base in Germany have been quiet, and the flight line has been calm, waiting for whatever is to come to come. Now, we did have some B-52 bombers that flew into the area yesterday. I'm not sure exactly where they went, but I remember seeing the story come across the wire, and now I can't find it. It is what it is. And we also had some F-15s fly into the region. So there's been a little bit of more of a beef up. And, of course, we've also got the elements from the 82nd Airborne now. These are infantry elements that are now coming into the picture for reassurance, if you will, to the people in Poland and certainly Romania that were there to help them. Now, will they get involved in something directly if everything goes downhill quickly? Probably not, but they are there to advise and do whatever needs to be done. They're also there for another reason, I might add. They're also there to try to get our people moved as quickly as we can. We're not going to go into the Ukraine to get them, but they're going to come to where we're going to be to get them out. Oh, and the F-22s, I don't know if I mentioned that a second ago, they went to the United Arab Emirates. A squadron of F-22s flew in there. So we've been adding some selected pieces and parts to the puzzle for a few days now, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully nothing. But that's wishful thinking at this point, I think. I really believe that we've really stepped into it thanks to Joey Boy Biden. But that's just me. And in addition to what's going on, we have to understand that our national security advisor, who's supposed to know, Jake Sullivan, made the comment that Russia could invade Ukraine any day, And then he came up with the premise that it could be before the completion of the Beijing Olympics, which are set to end February 20th. Now, Monday is Valentine's Day, the 14th. And if you look at the disposition of forces, both in Belarus and in Russia, on the other side of the Ukrainian border, from the north and from the east, the Russians are in a perfect position to be able to mount a major military action into the Ukraine. Will they? I hope not. But my other thought process is saying, yep, they're ready to go, they're going to go, and they're going to get what they want in the Ukraine, and that's going to be the end of it. And then we'll see where we go. It'll certainly wind up in the United Nations, watch and see. And I don't know what the UN is going to do or can do about this. Probably not much of anything. But then again, that's just me. So, the people in Ukraine, God bless you. God bless you. And, George is saying, who's rooting for the Super Bowl? Oh, okay. The Canadian truckers. George, you're on target tonight. All right, well, I'll remind everybody that today I will be down in Sarasota at Robards Arena for the Two Guys Gun Show. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning today. Goes till 5. I'll be there until 1, 2 at the latest, because then I got to go to Mixon's Fruit Farm for an event they have up there and spend an hour or so up there. Their event up there ends at 4 o'clock. So I'll be doing a double header today down there. But I'll start my day at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show, which is going to be big, big, big. Always is, but this time it's bigger than ever. And as we get closer to whatever it is that's going to happen next, remember, we've got a gal running for governor here in Florida called Nikki Fried, who I won't call her totally anti-gun, but she certainly isn't a friend of gun owners or the gun lobby. And she would really like to put some serious restrictions on everybody, as we all know by what we've seen and heard. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Grab that cup of coffee and come on back and close the show out with me.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for that great liner and that great intro. We appreciate you very much. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends, and I do mean our good friends, over at the Moss Nissan dealership closest to you. Now, here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal, and you are going to love this. They have got the You Serve, You Save program over there for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. And if you go up to Newport Richey, to the dealership there, all you have to do is look for Sean. His name is Sean. He's the general sales manager. And if you go in there and tell him the captain sent you, you will get a discount for telling him that. You look for Sean, you tell him the captain sent you, and you get a discount. And it'll apply to whatever car you're looking at, new or pre-owned. So think about that for a second. And think about this. You can go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. find out about where the dealerships are, see what they have to offer. You might have the car you're looking for right there. If so, you can go to Crystal River or the flagship store in Newport Richey, or Moss Nissan and Moss Acura side by side in Tampa on Florida Avenue. And don't forget the all brand new Moss dealership coming to Brooksville soon on State Route 50. Now, the best part about all this is you can't beat the selection at Moss. They go way out of their way to try to help you. And, of course, Moss Care that comes with all the vehicles, whether you get a new one or you get a used one, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Who's doing that? And who's giving you that great discount? Nobody. But don't forget, tell me Captain sent you. And Newport Richey, the flagship store, is only about 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa. And about the same coming out of downtown St. Pete. You can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase there, too, at Moss. Okay, it's time for an Edwards Notebook.
How will history reflect upon the massive truck driver freedom blockade in Canada and the United States? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. For more months than I can remember, I have been telling my fantastic audience members on my popular talk show, The Ron Edwards American Experience, and anyone else who would listen, that we the people must massively rise up and push back vigorously against the tyrannical toads in government who seek to control our lives. Also against the government indoctrination system that seeks to continue making dullards out of generations of Americans, and the Obamacare-dominated medical care system, which has proven to be more poisonous than beneficial. My friends, the trucker freedom fighters have set the tone and have shown through their brave effort that we can turn the tide and win back our God-given unalienable rights. But we must follow their bold effort with an even greater measure of resolve to not let up until victory is assured and sustained. Then I believe that history will look back favorably on we, the refounding fathers of this sweet land of liberty. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to BlueRidgeCoffeeCrafters.com.
All right. Well, for the Blue Ridge whatever, where I'm going to send you is if you want to get some Constitutional Grounds Coffee that he just talked about, go to his website, TheRonEdwards.com, and you'll see the little display that's right there. And you click on that link and use the promo code RE20. That's RE20. That'll save you 20% on your purchase of the Constitutional Grounds Coffee at the website, TheRonEdwards.com. Now, sometimes we have to go back to basics and make sure we don't forget the hard lessons learned by the founding fathers here in the great United States of America and what they did when they were putting together our country. Because America was founded on the basis of natural liberties. Now, these liberties pertain to all human beings by nature and forbid the government jurisdiction over them. Examples would be freedom of speech and religious liberty. Now, those liberties have made our nation unique and distinctive on the world stage, because religious liberty, simply put, leaves government out of the business of faith. But endorsing religious liberty does not mean endorsing everything that people do with that liberty. If we lose the basic idea that endorsing liberty does not mean endorsing everything people do with that liberty, then liberty will be blamed for all the ills of mankind, and it will continue to erode and will eventually wind up being lost. So in our frustration with a declining culture, which increasingly abuses freedom, let's not abandon our foundational liberties. Instead, let's teach people how to use them wisely and for good purpose. Think about that for a minute. But just give it a minute. Now, forget the idea that inflation is confined to a handful of things experiencing supply chain bottlenecks or only moving volatile prices up. Inflation is now so widespread all across the country, penetrating deep into the economy and extremely high, and it's not going away anytime soon. I don't care what they're saying in D.C., oh, well, the middle of next year, it'll be... No, it's not going to happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. Because we have to open up the spigot when it comes to oil if we want to even think about turning things around. But I'm sure the squad doesn't want that. Now, remember, the consumer price index is up 7.5% compared with 12 months ago, the biggest jump in prices in 40 years, according to the data released this week. And as the evidence suggests, it would be much harder to overcome than what has been previously thought. I'll explain. When inflation began to roar last spring and summer, federal officials and many analysts were very quick to point out that big moves in just a handful of items were responsible for a big part of the increase. Well, they were wrong. Now, that was the core of their argument, that inflation was due to transitory factors rather than a generalized rise in the price level, all centered around oil. They were wrong. They got it wrong. We knew it. We knew it on this program. Chris Markowski knew it on this program. We talked about it over and over again. And unfortunately, with the Super Bowl coming up, your parties are going to have an uninvited guest, high inflation, chicken wings if you can find them, chips and snacks if they got them, are all up in price. Not a little, a lot. And like I said, chicken wings if you can find them, because they're in short supply. And you've only got one person to blame it on, the current occupant of the White House. He's the one that started the turnaround. He's the one that destroyed what we had. You got to remember this stuff, folks. When he got elected president on Election Day 2020, in my backyard, the gasoline at the pump was $1.87 a gallon. As of yesterday, it was $3.47 a gallon. Okay, I'll see you down in Sarasota. For those of you that can make it, I'll be there at Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, for the gun show. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fanelli.